Hello and welcome to everyone who is listening to the Written in Melanin podcast, the place where you come to get your weekly dose of melanated creativity. I'm your host, CM Lockhart, an author of fantasy books featuring Black girls who aren't all that nice and the owner of the Melanin Library, an online database of books written by Black authors. And in this space, I share with you everything I've learned on my journey as a Black and indie author. I'm glad you're here. So welcome to episode number 38, you guys. So for the last couple of weeks, I have been working on rewrites for my book, We Are Dying Gods. And as any author will tell you, the crux of being an author and writing is rewriting. So I have been knee deep in the trenches of going through every phrase, every line, every word in my book, trying to get it where it needs to be so that I can go on to this next phase of publishing. And that is what we're talking about today. Specifically rewriting, things to keep in mind, and how to keep yourself from going down a rabbit hole of rewriting and rewriting and rewriting to the point where you get stuck in that process. So this podcast episode is specifically for those who are newer on their author journey and they're like, okay, Chelsea, I have completed my first draft. Now what? Well, I can tell you for sure that it is not jumping straight to putting your book on KDP. There are a couple of steps in between here and there. And today, the step we're talking about is going back through your book and cleaning it up, polishing it, getting it perfect. So let's go ahead and get into this, you guys. But before we do, the sponsored book for this podcast episode is The Wraith by Tierra Cox. This book is a dark fantasy romance with an interracial main characters. In this book, the main character finds himself enraptured by the brown-skinned beauty Isani Carr and becomes devoted to satisfying her every need, whether she wants him to or not. To read the full description of this book, head to melaninlibrary.com. And if you're an author who would like to see your book advertised with us, then please visit our services page on the website. Now, onto the podcast. So, like I said, let's start from the very beginning and talk about what rewrites are. And they are exactly what they sound like. It is when you go back to the beginning of your book and you basically start over from the beginning. You evaluate everything that you've written and you start rewriting it from the beginning to level up. Because the key thing about writing that I think sometimes can get lost in the scheme of trying to go from a first draft to a finished draft is the fact that it is a skill. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And the idea is that by the time you get to the end of a 100,000 word novel, and that's my baseline because I write fantasy, and generally fantasy is somewhere between 70,000 and 100,000 words. So I'm working at 100,000 because that's how long my novels are, right? And by the end of a 100,000 word novel, like, you should be better at writing than you were at the beginning. And if you are a discovery writer, which a lot of authors are, whether you are a pantser, a planter, or a full-blown plotter, a lot of times by the time you get to the end of your book, there are some aspects where you can go back and work things in at the beginning to make the work better. So rewriting is that process of taking everything that you've learned throughout the course of the book and applying it throughout the entirety of the book so that you have this cohesive project by the time that you're done. And this is rewrites are a little bit different than editing, because editing is the entire process. That is your beta readers, that is your alpha readers, that is your primary feedback provider, that is paying an editor, that is everyone giving outside opinions. So rewrites are a part of the editing process, but it is not necessarily editing in and of itself, because generally speaking, a lot of times when authors are talking about editing their book, they are talking about when they are at the end of their rewrites and they are literally going through and they're just cleaning things up. They're no longer changing, you know, characters, scenes, drafting new scenes, anything like that. And those two things are slightly different. It can be a little confusing, especially if you're newer to the author community. But generally speaking, rewrites is going back to the beginning of the book and pretty much going through it with a fine-tooth comb, changing things around, rewriting scenes, drafting new scenes, changing things so that when you're famous and you're on your interviews, you can be like, yeah, there's a version of the book that no one has ever seen because I changed everything about it. This is that process. So establishing that, you know, we're talking specifically about rewrites because that's where I'm at currently in the process for book two. And if you are new to my channel, if you're new to my platform, if you're new to my podcast, first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. But also, something you need to know about me is I write fantasy books about black girls who aren't all that nice. And I'm currently working on my Wrath of the Gods series, which is a fantasy series about a group of assassins who have to work together to save their gods and their realm from destruction. I am currently working on book 2 of that series, which is We Are Dying Gods, and it comes out August 29th, 2023. So if you're interested in it and you're listening to this podcast in real time, then for sure, go ahead and pre-order the book. I sell my book directly on my website, so you can go to cmlockhart.com and you can pre-order whatever version of the book would make you happy, whether that be ebook, paperback, hardback, and I also have a special pre-order box. So if you would like all the special merch that comes with it, such as a scented candle specific to the book, the bookmark, the map, the extra artwork, if you like all that, I do have a box available that you can pre-order, and it is limited quantity, so keep that in mind. But enough about me, on to what the actual podcast is about. Back to the topic, right? And that is the big question of why should you be rewriting your book? And this is something that I personally feel very strongly about because I am a perfectionist. For better or for worse, I am a perfectionist. I want the book that I put out to be the best product that I can put out into the world. And I have talked to many authors. Many of them have different processes than mine. So if you're interested in any of those, for sure, check out some of the other episodes on the podcast or some of the interviews that I've done on my YouTube channel where some of the authors talk about what they do and what their process is like. Some of them, like Kimberly Lemming, she's very chaotic. Love her. And then there are some people who are extremely methodical in how they do it, like Antoine Bandele. He has an entire plan, an entire outline where he knows exactly what's happening all the way through every book of his series. So everyone has a different process. But for me, something that I have kind of noticed as a thread among all the books that I personally, opinion, right, think are great, is that those authors have talked about going back and like changing things, rewriting things, tweaking things. And I feel like that's an integral part of writing the story because no draft is going to be perfect. And I feel like, especially as a newer author or anyone who is kind of new to this community or trying to grow in this community, something that has to be internalized is the fact that no draft is perfect. There's always going to be something you can improve, even on the finished version of the book. And what I mean by that is, you know, speaking from personal experience, the first book that I put out in this series, We Are the Origin, even now that I look back on it, I'm extremely proud of that book. And if you are interested in getting into my work, that is definitely the book that I recommend that you pick up as of this moment. And I love that book. I think it's great. But even now looking back at it and rereading it, because I've had to go back to it multiple times when I'm drafting the second book in the series to like confirm things, I can see where my writing could be improved, where it could have been better. And that is why I'm always like, it can always be better. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, it's a skill. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And rewriting is acknowledging that you have gotten better at what you do. And therefore, going back to the beginning is like, okay, we're going to make the beginning match the end as best we can so that, like I said, we have a cohesive project. And it's one of those things where I think, especially when I talk to younger authors, or not even younger, newer authors, like baby authors in this industry, right? Especially if they're trying to go indie or self-published, you know, they look at their own writing and then they look at the finished products of the books that they liked or that inspired them. And they're like, my writing's not like this. And I'm like, well, of course it's not going to be. You're comparing your first draft to someone's 13th, 30th, 50th draft of something that has been professionally edited and published. You know, it's going to look different. And so there's always space for grace and to be kind with yourself and your writing. But I also think there is the opposite side of that. And I don't know if it's the Libra in me and balance, but I'm like, you know, you also have to be your own harshest critic. And I know that a lot of people say that negatively, like, oh, I'm my own harshest critic. You can't tell me anything about myself and my writing because I'm already really hard on myself. And I don't mean it in that sense. I mean it as you have to hone the skill to look at your own writing and be like, this could be better. And I feel like once you have that skill to look at your own writing and be like, I can do this better than what I've already done, that is when you really start to transition from just being a writer to getting closer to being a full professional author. And that may be a kind of like controversial opinion, but I think that as with any art, as with any skill, you have to have the ability to look at your work critically and objectively and see places where you can improve. And I think it's fine if you don't know how to improve those things in that moment, but if you can look at your story and be like, the romance between these two characters needs to be stronger. If you can look at your story and be like, this character doesn't need to be in this scene or in this book at all. If you can look at your story and be like, hey, the plot is kind of weak, I need to tighten it up in chapters, you know, 10 through 13. Then that is a major skill that is really important, because that is what's going to help you when you're going through rewrites, and that's what's going to help you tighten up your story. Because the entire purpose of rewrites is to make your story better. It is to go back to the beginning, read it, evaluate it, and be like, okay, what can I do to make it better? And I promise you, this may be a little harsh, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If you look at your first draft and you're like, it's perfect, you're wrong. That doesn't happen. I'm so sorry. It just means that you have not honed the skill of figuring out what you're good at. And I don't say that to be mean. I say that because the reality of it is, and you can look this up, there have been studies done that show that when you are new in an industry and you've done your research, you're like, okay, I know everything. I'm good. I'm ready to tackle this. That is when you're at your most confident, and that is also when you know the least. When you get to that point where you can recognize that you still have so much more to learn and so much more to grow in your industry, that is also the point where you actually get better at your craft. So if you're at the point where you're like, oh, I'm the bomb.com, you can't tell me nothing, my writing is amazing. It probably is. You know, give yourself your flowers, but also be mindful that you can always be better. And that's the fact of the matter. You can always be better. And if you're not striving to be better, then this podcast probably is not for you. Sorry. Anyway, that being said, moving on, it's just kind of like rewrite, something to be mindful with them is that it's an art. So art is, it's never finished. It's never done. You're always going to get better. So keeping that in mind, you should still always be striving to be improving, and you should always be trying to get better. And like I said, if you go back to the beginning of your book and you're like, I don't need to improve anything, then one of two things is true. Either you're lying, you're overconfident, or you have rewritten your book a dozen times already and you're tapped out and you're like, I've done everything I can, which is also a really important place to get to, because that kind of brings me to my next point of, after you do your rewrites, you should be at a point where you're like, I have maxed out my skill. I have done everything that I can to make this book as best, as polished, as ready to go as I possibly can. And then when you've gotten to that point, that is when you're ready to move on to the next steps of the publishing process, which is editing, formatting, cleaning it up, sending it out to ARC readers, yada, yada, yada. I talk about all that more on other episodes of the podcast. So if you're looking for more information about any of those things, for sure, get into some of the previous episodes. And if you're looking for one-on-one help, then sign up for my mentoring services. They're very reasonably priced because they're meant to be accessible to everyone who's just starting out on their journey. That being said, when should you start rewriting your book? Because you're like, okay, Chelsea, I hear you. We need to be rewriting. We need to be careful. We need to be improving. Okay, what's next? When do I know I'm ready to start these rewrites? And basically, you should start your rewrites after you finish your first draft. And there's general advice floating around that I do agree with, that once you finish your first draft, you should give yourself a week or two away from it. This is one to celebrate and acknowledge your accomplishment. Like, you wrote an entire book. That is not easy. Celebrate that, right? Give yourself a pat on the back. But two, you want to give yourself time away from the story so that you are not as invested and you're not blind to the story. Because no matter how great you think you are, no matter how high your mental prowess is, you will absolutely become blind to your own story if you stay connected to it too long. And so I recommend giving yourself 10 days to 2 weeks to just be away from your novel, to take a break, to take a breather, to give yourself some distance so that you can come back to it with fresh eyes and go back to the beginning and be like, okay, this is what I need to work on. This is what I need to fix. This is what I need to improve. And once you hit a roadblock in the story that you can't skip over, that is also a good time to start your rewrites, because 9 times out of 10, for me, for me, right? I have to add that caveat in that this is my personal opinion and my personal experience, right? For me, whenever I hit a roadblock in my story, that means that I have started to take the story in a direction that it is not meant to go because I can no longer build off of it. I've hit a dead end. And if that's the case, that is when I go back and I start rewriting. And this is something that I talk about a lot if you have ever joined me on my writing sprints on my YouTube channel, but I rewrite as I go. And this is one of the things that I mean. So if I hit a roadblock and I don't know where the story is going, some of the author advice floating around out there is going to be, hey, you need to power through, just bust through that wall. Don't let it stop you. But I am the type of person where I like to be tuned into my creativity in a way where it's just like, I know that if I get to a point where I can no longer write, that means I don't know where I'm going with the story and the story no longer has a point, which means that somewhere along the line, I have veered away from the plot. I have gotten lost in the sauce. So that means I need to go back and I need to rewrite, reevaluate, and go back to a point where I thought I for sure knew where the story was going. And 9 times out of 10, that's the problem. The other times, it's just exhaustion. And that goes back to giving yourself time and space away from your story, because literally sometimes, especially if you're an introvert, I can't speak to you extroverts. That's not my life. That's not my truth. I cannot speak to it. But as an introvert, sometimes when you're expending your energy outside of writing and you're having to do more things with like people and you're having to be out and about and you're having to be social, that can take a drain on you that can overflow into your writing, whether you want it to or not. So sometimes that just looks like taking some time away from your manuscript to like recharge, to just sit alone in a room, to read a book, listen to music, knit, crochet, play video games, whatever it is that you do to recharge. Sometimes it looks like that in order for you to get past what you're doing. But ultimately, it comes back to what's going to be best for the manuscript and what's best for you creatively. And I am a big proponent of, like I said, I like rewriting. I like knowing that I'm fine-tuning the story. So that's kind of like my go-to whenever I hit a roadblock. Another chance that you have to rewrite your story is if your story takes a drastically different change than what you planned. So this has happened to me a couple of times, because although We Are the Origin is the first book in my series and kind of the first story that I talk about that's been like published, and I'm like, yes, this is my book. Look at it. You know, I did publish a book prior to We Are the Origin, and it's a romance. It is called Keeping Promises. I don't really talk about it. Don't ask me about it. If you want to find it, go ahead. But even before that book, I had written a couple of stories online, and doing that taught me a little bit about my creative process. And part of that is just like when things take a drastic change, like I thought it was going to be one thing, but it's something completely different. Well, now we have to rewrite. Now we have to go back to the beginning. Now we have to make things work. And I feel like that's something that is also worth keeping in mind, especially if you do take the author advice to just power through. Usually that means you have to go back to the beginning of your roadblock or your creative block, and whatever you changed on the other side of that roadblock, you have to go back to the beginning and rewrite it so that it makes sense, so that it's cohesive. Especially if you're one of those authors and you don't write linearly, meaning that you write scenes out of order. A lot of times that means rewriting scenes in order to make them fit within the context of the story. And it's also a good time to rewrite when significant aspects of the book change, such as characters, settings, and important information that's being revealed. As a fantasy author, this happens to me a lot. Sometimes I'm like, hey, I don't know where Jack is. And if you don't know, Jack is the romantic partner for my main character in my series. And if I'm like, I don't know where he is, he needs to be in this scene, then it's like, okay, now I have to rewrite this scene. If I'm like, okay, they don't actually need to be in this section of the world, they don't need to be in Freya's domain, I need to migrate them over to Asari's domain, then it's like, okay, the setting has to change, so I need to rewrite it, because now I'm either writing them in transit or I'm writing them in a completely different space that is not identical because the parts of the world in my story look different. So rewriting it for that, or rewriting it when information has changed. So again, if the main character is explaining something to one of her friends, it's going to look different than if she's explaining it to, let's say, Jack, who is her lover. They are going to have different conversations, and if the information she's sharing with them is different, then again, we go back to rewriting. You see the trend? You see what I'm trying to tell you here? writing is rewriting. There is no getting away from it, y'all. There's no getting away from it. And it's really important. And I feel like as an author, this is just personal opinion, but I feel like the more you rewrite your book, the better it gets, the stronger your writing gets, the better you get at the skill of writing, so that ultimately your book is constantly improving. Because I am of the mindset that your second book should be better than your first, and your third book should be better than your second. Like, you should always be getting better. That is the expectation in my mind, and that is the expectation I hold myself to, which is also why if in this current era of time, meaning around May, June of 2023, if you're listening to me and you're following me on social media, you'll know that I have been in this rewrite phase for a very long time, and I have been rewriting my book and rewriting my book. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll be like, Chelsea, how many times are you going to do this? And I'm going to tell you that my answer every time is I'm going to rewrite this book as many times as I need to for it to be good, for it to be to up to my quality standards, for it to be at a point where I'm like, I cannot make this better. This is the peak of my skill. And it's something that I tell my coaching clients all the time. I'm like, if you're not at a point in your book where when you put it out to the world and you share it with people, where you can't be like, if you get a negative review, you know, one, because you're not supposed to read your reviews, but like if one comes across your table, if you cannot be like, okay, you don't like my book, that's a you problem, because my skill as a writer is top tier. I've done everything that I could possibly do in this book to make it good. I am proud of this book. Then your book is not ready to go out to the world. If you can't be like, okay, you don't like the pacing in my book, that's a you problem because my book is paced appropriately, then you should probably reevaluate it. If you can't be like, okay, well, you don't like my characters, well, that's a you problem because my characters are well developed with good dialogue. You're not going to tell me that my writing is bad. All you can tell me is that you don't like it as a person. Those are two different things. There is a completely different mindset between I personally don't like something and it wasn't for me versus it not being good. That it is the equivalent of going to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, trying his food and deciding that you don't like it. Okay, that's great. But one thing is for sure, it's not because he cooked it wrong. It's because it doesn't suit your taste palate. The same should be true of your books and of your art. Whatever you put out into the world, you should have enough confidence in it to be like, it's not me. It's not because this book isn't good. It's not because I didn't pour everything into it. It's not because I didn't do what was needed. It's not because I didn't rewrite it enough times. It's not because I didn't edit it. It's not because I didn't put in 110% to make sure that this was of the standard and quality that I expect of myself and that I would want to see on the shelf. It's not going to be that. It's going to be because you wanted something different than what my book offered, which for me has happened. You know, some people pick up my book wanting a romance. My book is not a romance. It's a fantasy adventure. So some of the comments are like, oh, the world building was great. I love the different domains. I love this, this, and that. But I'm giving it 3 stars because I wanted more between the two main characters. You know, when we meet them, they're in an established relationship. We don't see them fall in love. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, you don't see them fall in love. She's in an established relationship. And I wrote that into the story because that is something that I wanted to see in fantasy, especially fantasy adventures with Black girls. I wanted to see them in established relationships. I didn't want to see them falling over a man. I didn't want to see them, you know, being stuck on being in love and making irrational decisions because of it. I wanted it to be like, yeah, no, she's good. She's got her person and they're good. They're solid. They're not going anywhere. And it's just kind of like, for me, that's what I wanted in the story. That's why I wrote it that way. But if you picked up my book looking for a romance, you're not going to find that. But that doesn't mean the book's not good. That means that you didn't get what you wanted. Those are two different things. But I am deviating from the point. Point is, I believe very firmly that whatever you put out into the world should be the peak of your best work at that time. You are still going to go past that peak, but in that moment that you released that book, it should be an example of your best writing. And by best, I mean like it can't get better than this. This is the epitome of what you can do right now. And that's something I feel very strongly about, which is why I wanted to make this podcast episode. So moving on to the last point of like, how should you rewrite your book? And for that, I'm gonna say it's completely up to you as a writer. I rewrite a lot as I go. I've already talked about it. And I talk about it a lot on my YouTube channel. But basically for me, I rewrite whenever I hit a roadblock, but I also rewrite whenever I'm like, oh, this scene could be better. This information needs to change. This character needs to change. All the things that I mentioned before early in this podcast, that's when I rewrite a scene. I do not like to wait until I'm done with a book, especially if I know that a specific scene is going to change things. Because the way my book is written, I can't speak for anyone else, and this is not shade at anyone if you write differently than I do. I can only speak from my own truth and my own experience. But for me, I write in a linear timeline for my book because there are so many ripple effects in my books. So it is almost impossible for me to decide what chapter 15 is going to look like if I have not written chapter 3, because chapter 3 is going to determine what information is revealed and how characters are going to react to it in chapter 15. And if I haven't written chapter 3, then it doesn't make any sense to me in my mind, and therefore I cannot create it. And I take that same approach to rewrites. So if I have written chapter 3 and I'm up to chapter 7 and I'm like, okay, this needs to be different. And I'm like, okay, this needs to veer off. But in order for this to happen, I need to go back to chapter 3 and adjust, you know, whatever characters, whatever information needs to be revealed or taken away. Then that's what I do. I go back to chapter 3 and I rewrite it so that it makes sense in a linear aspect in my mind, and I'm not forgetting information or trying to allude to things or foreshadow to things that haven't been set up yet. That is what works for me. But I know that there are many authors who don't start rewriting until the very end, and that's fine. You have to find the process that works for you. Some rewrites are after certain acts and arcs are complete. So some authors wait until the end of the first act, and then they go back, they reevaluate the entire first act and rewrite it if necessary before moving on to the second. Again, it is completely optional and completely up to you as an author to decide what works best for you and what is going to make you successful. But all that being said, as a quick rundown, if you are like, Chelsea, this is too much information, you need the too long, didn't listen version of this. Things to keep in mind when you are doing rewrites. One, it is slightly different from editing because rewrites are a part of the editing process. And generally speaking, when people are talking about editing, they are talking about the end of the process where they are no longer drafting or changing scenes around. They are just cleaning it up and getting ready for the final publication push. Second, you should be rewriting your book because no draft is perfect and everything can always be improved. And the idea is that the more that you write, the better that you get at this skill. So you should be rewriting your book, because if you're not, you're basically saying that you're already tapped out and you're not improving your skill. And that's something that you should probably take up with yourself. Third thing, you should start rewriting your book for sure once you've finished your final draft, but everyone has their own specific process for how they rewrite their book and when they rewrite their book. So you have to find what works for you as an individual author. And if you're curious how other people do their rewrites, then for sure check out other episodes of the podcast where I've had chances to talk to people like Antoine Bendeli, Kimberly Lemming, Joya Goffney, and more, where they talk about their processes. But yeah, that is it for this episode of the Written to Melanin podcast, you guys. If you found this podcast helpful and would like to speak with me one-on-one about your book or have questions about indie publishing, then for sure, check out my mentoring services. I am always happy to help guide writers on their indie publishing journey. And if you'd like to support the podcast, then please share it with someone that you think may enjoy it. Grab a copy of my book, We Are the Origin, or pre-order my upcoming book, We Are Dying Gods, from my website, cmlockhart.com, or you can request my book at your local library. That's absolutely free, and there's no reason for you not to do it. I'm just saying. There are links in the show notes and or description box for everything, and as always, I appreciate you guys for listening. So until next time, I hope your days are lovely and your books are full of melanin.